Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evans Field at the Maple Leaf Athletic Complex in Mount Pleasant. Tonight, Mount Pleasant is everything plus pleasant with perfect weather conditions for football. Near kickoff temperature at 73 degrees with a slight wind out of the south. We've got a good one for you tonight, a non-district Class 3A battle, only the fifth meeting ever between the Chargers and the Panthers, a true Highway 34 war. Mount Pleasant comes into tonight's game with a 1-2 record with losses to 4A schools Ottumwa and 2A-ranked Minneapolis. Their lone win came last week at Keokuk. The Panthers have size and speed, and tonight they'll rely heavily on junior quarterback Joseph Hess and senior receiver Cole Phillips. Mount Pleasant's physical defense, they're going to look to slow down that Charger offense and season, and even their season record at 2 wins and 2 losses. The Chargers come into this contest flying high. A 3-0 start for the first time in 10 years has ignited the students, the players, and the Charger fan base as they look to return to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. First-team All-State receiver T.J. Hawkinson continues to be a catalyst for the Chargers. Last week, Hawkinson caught 8 balls for 178 yards. He had 6 touchdowns in their blowout win against Sadell, 52-26. The big question mark tonight for the Chargers, junior tailback Dylan Sanders, the speedy back, injured his leg this week in practice. He is the game-time decision for head coach Kurt Smizer and the Chargers. Well, you are in for a treat tonight. Joining me in the booth is a 2009 Sheraton High School alumni, Andy Kretzinger. Andy, thank you so much for being here. Andy and his lovely wife have traveled from Bonaparte, Iowa, just a few minutes south of Mount Pleasant, to join us in the booth. Andy, thanks a lot for being here tonight.
Hey, thanks, Coach Miller. Good to be here tonight, and I think we're going to see a great game, as you said. Sheraton 3-0. I would say that Mount Pleasant's probably the best team that they will have played so far. I work in Keokuk, and I know Keokuk's got a pretty decent squad. Mount Pleasant pulled the upset last week. We're looking for a balanced attack out of Mount Pleasant. They also have two rushers, Ben Canby and Austin Smith. Both went over 100 yards last week. And then, of course, as you mentioned, for Sheraton, look for T.J. Hawkinson. You always want to look at the rosters and see how big are the cornerbacks that are going to be put on them, and you wonder how many cornerbacks are going to try and stop them. And it should be a great game.
Yeah, you said it. A lot of teams haven't had much success with stopping number 38 for the white team out there, and Hawkinson has just tore it up. But you said it. I think tonight's going to be a great matchup. The Chargers come in at 3-0. A lot of excitement in the town, a lot of excitement in the community and the school, and rightfully so. But tonight I think there's a lot of people listening really hinging tonight's game, kind of to see where we're going to go from here. The schedule does get more difficult after tonight, starting tonight, actually. And I think you said it. We're in for a good one tonight. Just beautiful conditions out here. Just a perfect night for football. The best Friday we've had thus far in the 2014 season. Mount Pleasant has entered the field. They are in their home uniforms, the maroon pants, maroon jersey, and yellow helmet. The Chargers are all decked out in white pants, white jerseys, and white helmets. Andy, you touched on it just a little bit earlier before we went on broadcast here, but what are the keys to the game for the Chargers tonight if they want to come out of Mount Pleasant with a victory?
Well, I think keeping a balanced attack, as you said, the running game is going to be hard. One thing, even if you have a star like T.J. Hawkinson, you can't just throw it up each time. And a couple games I've watched from Sheraton, you got Clint Storms, a quarterback who can be a dual-threat quarterback. He can throw it up. He's got a great couple-step drop, but he can also scramble around a little bit. So just keep the offense flowing, and we've got one of the best offenses in, probably since I've been in middle school here for Sheraton this year. And as I said, Mount Pleasant, they've got a balanced attack. Sheraton's always got a great defense. This will be the test before, not before district play. I know they played Sadell last week, but before you get into those really hard district games, because Sheraton, they've had a kind of softer schedule, I think, than usual, but the district is hard, and they get into district playing teams like Carlisle and Tully. You gotta be on your game for those. So this should be a good growing game for the Chargers.
You said it. We want to thank just a couple of our sponsors before we get started tonight. We want to thank Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is there to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by NCUA. Also want to thank Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country. And the captains of both squads now meeting at midfield just about 2 minutes before kickoff. The band was on the field, and just a dynamic band here at Mount Pleasant. The national anthem, though, was just spectacular. Probably, how many band members out there, Andy, do you think we saw?
Oh, well, a ton of band, more band members that I've seen a lot. I think that it's something about these Eastern teams. I know Fairfield has a very good band, and so the band's big here, and my wife's cousin is one of the band members here, and they take it very seriously, and they were darn good on that national anthem.
All right, the officials for tonight's game have given the receiving end to Sheraton, as Sheraton will receive the opening kickoff. A lot of fans from Sheraton have traveled on Highway 34, just a little over two-hour trip, about 100 miles, a little less than 2 hours, actually, if you're driving a little over the speed limit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But many fans, actually, that's a pretty good showing by the hometown faithful across the field here at Evans Field. Just about a minute left to go. And so the Chargers will receive the kick. A couple of players to watch for, as Andy mentioned earlier. Mount Pleasant likes a heavy dose of the run game. They are big up front. And just a couple of big guys to mention. Their tight end, Dante Vredenburg, he is a 6'5", 243-pound tight end, a senior. And behind him, they'll like to run number 10, Patrick Canby. We're going to call that name quite a bit. Their quarterback is a big quarterback, Joseph Hess. He's 6'5", 204 pounds. But they do not like to throw as much as they like to run. So you're definitely seeing a school that they're able to size up with Sheraton more than the other schools that we've played in the past. This is going to be a great one, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was supposed to get off to a good start. Got 10 seconds left here before the game starts, so Sheraton, Mount Pleasant, let's kick it off.
And a good sign for the Chargers. Back to receive this is Dylan Sanders, the speedy junior, who is questionable for the kickoff with that groin injury. He is back to receive. And kicking off for Mount Pleasant, number 21, Niazum Guama. Ooh. Hopefully we don't have to say that name too many times, Andy.
Yeah, that's it.
And actually, hopefully we don't have to say that they're kicking off a lot, because that's usually more.
Hope this is the only time.
We hope this is the only time. All right, here's Guama as he runs up, and here's the boot. And it's right down the middle of the field. It takes one hop to Sanders, who's taking the far sideline. Sanders up to the 30, up to the 35-yard line. He spins. He's up to 40, still on his feet, up to the 44-yard line. Good return by Dylan Sanders. And the Chargers will start first and 10 on the mount, on their own 44-yard line.
That's big to get a good return here. And as these two teams don't play each other often, it's good to get a punch in the mouth right away. So I'll be looking for the Chargers to try and score here. Physical play is a big thing, you know, right up the middle a couple times. Chargers got a big team. Let's see if they can bully Mount Pleasant like they have the last three teams.
Only the fifth meeting between the two schools. Sheraton won all the way back in 2004. Since then, it's been all Mount Pleasant. The fifth meeting, we hope, goes to the white team. Here's Quinn Storm out of the shotgun. Gives to Dylan Sanders along the left side. Dylan Sanders has positive yardage up to the 50-yard line. Kind of was patient on that, waited for his block in to get there, and Dylan, nice job just following what they give him, and he carries up near the 49-yard line. So a nice start for the Chargers on first and 10.
Yeah, Patrick Canby was in on the stop for Mount Pleasant. We'll be hearing his name a lot. And it looks pretty healthy out there, Sanders does, so that's great news for the Chargers.
So second and about five, Quinn Storm in the shotgun, Sanders to his back. Derek Lane comes in motion to the near side, there's a fake jet sweep, and he's going to give it to Sanders. Sanders is going to fight. He's not going to get much, maybe a yard there. They faked the jet sweep to Derek Lane coming to the near side of the field, and Sanders might pick up one.
Yeah, that's so weird for me to see the Chargers come out three wide like that. When I was in school, which was not too long ago, you had one receiver out there in a slot back.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, so they're a more spread out team than usual.
Yeah, kudos to Kurt Smizer and the coaches. This is the second year of the new offense. It's clicking so far into three games of the 2014 season. Quinn Storm, the shotgun. Split out is Hawkinson, who catches it. Nice tackle by number 9. That's Austin Smith, who came up from his cornerback position, and a nice job of taking the bigger Hawkinson down. And the Chargers, on their first offensive possession, are going to be forced to punt.
Probably the first time, you think it was the first time the first drive was stalled for the Chargers. Looks like they're going to punt it away, play field position early.
And Charlie Palmer back to punt for the Chargers. Spencer White back to receive for the Panthers. Well, D.J. Hawkinson's first catch tonight. You can guarantee Mount Pleasant knows his number and where he's at all times. Here's the punt. It's a low line drive. It hits at the 14-yard line and goes out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. That's a great punt by Charlie Palmer. Actually, the official's walking up closer near to the 10-yard line.
That's at least a silver medal in a top and corner punt, NCAA 2007.
He's a gamer, folks. So Mount Pleasant will get a shot at their first offensive possession, led by junior quarterback Joseph Hess, and that large Mount Pleasant offense who likes to run the ball. And talking to Coach Smizer this week, very important for the Chargers to be able to stop that run game to control the line of scrimmage. Here's Hess. He's in a shotgun formation. He's got twins to the near side, one running back behind him, and that is Smith. Austin Smith dropped for maybe a yard loss, maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
I think that was my man Bradley Cressinger on the tackle there. So
cousin of Andy here, Bradley Cressinger. We hope to call his name a lot at that middle linebacker position, or outside linebacker position rather. And they're going to give him a loss of one. So good job on first down for the Charger defense getting in the backfield. That's going to be important as they try to establish Mount Pleasant tries to establish that run game. Second and 11. 9:30 to go here in the first quarter. No score here in Mount Pleasant. And he's going to roll out, and he's going to find a receiver. He's got it caught up to the 15-yard line. It's going to be short of a first down. But Hess's pass is completed.
Quinn Storm on the tackle. That was a great job. I was a little afraid that he was going to turn the corner there, and Quinn Storm made a diving tackle at the ankles, or else that could have been a pretty big play.
We've talked about their tight ends. That's the other tight end, Benjamin Camby. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. This might be the biggest two tight ends we're going to see all year. I guarantee you that. So a big down here, third and three. Ball spotted on the 16. And Hess is back in the shotgun. He's got twins to the far side. The turn and the give, but the Zebras are going to blow it dead. Not sure. I don't see a penalty flag.
Timeout.
Mount Pleasant's going to take a timeout.
Yeah, and that gives us a great opportunity to mention Sheridan Hy-Vee. Your employee-owned Sheridan Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and a proud part of your lives here in Sheridan. A proud sponsor of the Sheridan Chargers football on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yeah, I want to thank manager down at Hy-Vee, Phil Hammermeister, just a great supporter. He's only been in the community for a year now. We have a great promotion, Andy, at Sheridan Home Games. It's called the Hy-Vee Sack Promotion. That's Phil's kind of baby. Every sack of an opposing quarterback, they give away a free bag of groceries to a Charger fan. That's pretty awesome.
We loved it. It was a way to get my wife into the game. We went to see, we signed ourselves up, so she was cheering for sacks.
All right, here we go, big down. 8:55 to go in the first quarter, and Hess is in the shotgun. They're in a bunched formation in the backfield with one running back to his right and one behind him. The turn and the give to Smith, who has the first down. He's up to the 22-yard line before Jacob Cohen brings him down. Nice hold there by the Mount Pleasant offensive line.
Yeah, that was a great job. For a second, I thought one of the shared defensive ends was going to get him for a loss and shifted through there. So first down of the game goes to the Panthers.
So a nice play by Mount Pleasant extends the drive. And the ball spot on the 24-yard line. Mount Pleasant on the first offensive possession of the night. This time the Panthers come out. Hess is in shotgun formation. He's got twins to his right, twins to his left. The Chargers in that 4-3 defense. Turn and a give to Austin Smith right up the middle. Actually, that can be a big hole right up the middle and close to 9 yards on first down for the Panthers.
And a big hole, and he bursted right through there. That's the spread out offense for Mount Pleasant. They say you have to adjust in football, and so many high school teams are going to this spread and final power anymore. But those offensive linemen that are out there made a great hole for them.
So the Chargers need to step up big here. It's second down, two to go here. Ball is on the 34-yard line, and Hess is in the shotgun formation. He's got a running back to his right and one directly behind him. That's Camby. There's the turn and the give to Camby, who's going to try the one side. He's got the first down. He's up to the 40. The 45 before he's dropped. Dropped to the 45-yard line by Aaron Kane. Nice tackle by Aaron out in open space. But not before he picks up another 10 yards and another Mount Pleasant first down.
That was a great stop by Aaron, but you don't want those defensive backs making a lot of tackles. This is not a good start for the Charger defense so far. And Mount Pleasant's been able to push them around. And I think that was the first contact on that running back. It was probably Aaron Kane's tackle. So.
Yeah, good point. Now, started this drive at the 10-yard line. Mount Pleasant's up to their own 40, near the 45-yard line. So that Charger defense needs to bear down here and get a stop. A turnover would be even better. Hess in the shotgun formation. He's got twins to his right, and Camby is the running back to. He's back to pass, and he found his other tight end. That's Camby, and a short gain of only two or three there. Is a nice tackle by Bradley Cutsinger and Quinn Storm.
Yeah, Quinn Storm was trying to strip that thing. I was hoping he was going to get loose, and so the Chargers have been forcing a lot of turnovers lately, and so that one looked like it had the potential for another. I'll be watching for for Quinn Storm's tackles because of that play right there.
So second down and 10, or second and 7 to go, rather. That's in the shotgun with Twins right and Twins left. Here is the snap. Long count snap. Turn is to Austin Smith, the other running back, who's got a little more speed. Looks like he's off and running. Quinn Storm's going to run him down to the 25. Still on the shoot at the 20. And he's finally corralled out of bounds at the Sheraton 15-yard line by number 57, Chase Aldenhoffen, who had to run across the field to track him down. But now before he picked up mega yards there.
And that was impressive by Chase Aldenhoffen. Man, he is quick. He is very quick. So Mount Pleasant showing off these two really, really fast running backs. We got to hit them before they get too far off the line of scrimmage, or else they're going to have a big day rushing.
Yeah, the Chargers need to bear down here, keep him out of the end zone. This is big. Heston, shotgun formation. He's got one receiver to his right, one to his left, and Camby is behind him. Actually, that's Smith. And to get this note to Camby again, Camby's going to pick up positive yards, a minimum 5 or 6 yards on first down. They're just gobbling up yards at the line of scrimmage. And we talked about it, Andy. Controlling that line of scrimmage is huge, and with the exception of the very first play for Mount Pleasant, they've really been pushing us around this drive.
Yeah, they really have. After that first play, I was a little relieved. I thought, oh, okay, Sharon's got this on the line, but they might need to bring a little pressure or something. Of course, they've got linebackers split out on receivers because they're on that four wide set.
Yeah, good point. So second down and 5. The ball is on the 8-yard line. Sheraton trying to keep Mount Pleasant out. Just a little over 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. The turn and the give to Camby. And Camby's met at the 5. Not much there. Maybe 2 or 3. And it's going to be bring a third and about 1 or 2 here.
Now, on that play, they had two guys in the backfield. It was a much tighter set, and Sheraton had benefited from that. So let's see if Mount Pleasant learns from why sets are working, and that tight set has been stopped a couple of times.
Clock is running here at Evans Field in Mount Pleasant. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. No score yet. Mount Pleasant seriously driving here. Here is Hess in shotgun formation. Turning gift to Camby. Lots of room up the middle. He's got the first down. He's close to the goal line. No indication from the official yet, and finally a touchdown. Mount Pleasant drives 90 yards on the opening drive and really just pushes the Chargers around on that drive, and they are going to take an early 6-0 lead.
Yeah, that's upsetting there. That's a little alarming that they could just march right down the field. I thought the Sheraton defense did a little better job towards the end of that drive, but he was definitely in, and now they're lining up for the extra point here.
So number 21, that's Nazum Gwamna is back on for the extra point try. The kick is on its way. It's definitely high and long enough, and it's right through and good. So with 5:32 left to go in the first quarter, Mount Pleasant strikes first here. At Evans Field, it's Mount Pleasant 7 and Sheraton 0.
And that brings us to a time where we can thank our sponsors, Sheraton Ford Mercury. Sheraton football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustang at Sheraton Ford Mercury, 124 South Main in Sheraton. And by Red Hall Realty, check out all the listings at redhallrealty.com. Proud supporters of the Sheraton Charger football.
So, Andy, a lot of that running wasn't outside of the tackles, and that's kind of alarming, as you said, that they were able to run right up the middle on Sheraton for the most part. Not a lot of outside running.
Yeah.
You can guarantee that the coaches are over talking about it right now, trying to get that shored up. Offensively, Sheraton ran the ball twice and tried one pass their first possession. It's safe to say they want to try to establish a running game because that opens up your passing game. You know, it's 7-0. Do you look to try to open it up a little bit here, or do you go back to the running game? That's a question I'm sure that the coaches are talking about. No need to panic, obviously.
Yeah.
7-0. But we'll see what they do. Here's the run with the kick by Gwana, and Sanders fields it at the 3. He's going to take it to the near sideline. He's up to the 20, and he's going to be stopped at about the 24-yard line. Nice job by the Mount Pleasant kick coverage team, not giving Sanders anywhere to run. And so the Chargers will start 1st and 10, their second offensive drive at the 25-yard line.
And that's an interesting question. You don't want to just start passing all the time. I think you got to stick with your game plan, which is to run the ball. Run the ball, and that opens up, so they can't be double-teaming receivers and stuff like that. As far as the Mount Pleasant offense, I think when you spread out the team and you spread the linebackers out, then once the running back gets through, there's not many people to tackle him, so that's why our defensive backs had to make a couple tackles on that last drive.
1st and 10, Quinn Storm gives the jet sweep to Derek Lane, and waiting for him, almost like he knew the play, number 30, that's Zach Ebling. just waiting for Derek as he came down the line on that jet sweep. And they're probably going to lose about one or two, maybe just call it one. So second and 11 now. The Chargers having trouble moving the ball here early in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was an excellent. Stegall didn't get fooled by the fake run up the middle at all. He met him. He met him hard.
The second and 11. Chargers in shotgun formation. Hawkinson is split to the top side of the field. And Andy, look, they have a cornerback, and then they have a safety just right over the top. So it's apparent they're going to try to take T.J. Hawkinson out of this game. The throw is to Hawkinson, who goes up and makes a great catch at the 50-yard line. Still on his feet at the 30, 25, 20, 15, all the way down to the 14-yard line. That's why he's an all-state, folks. Quinn Storm delivers a perfect pass to T.J. Hawkinson for a big gainer down to the 14-yard line.
Coach, I'm glad I didn't talk before that play. I was going to say they got a pretty tall quarterback on him. I think the jump balls are going to be a little tough tonight. And he goes up, gets the jump ball, breaks the tackle, and almost broke it for a touchdown.
T.J. Hawkinson, over 350 yards receiving for the year, 11 touchdowns. That's not a mistake, folks. Six last week. He is the real deal, and he split out to the near side this time. And no safety coverage as Derek Lane goes in motion to fake and to give to Sanders, who has some room along the left side. He's going to be strung back down by Candy, but not before he gets to the 10. So what a way for the Charger offense to respond. We need to punch it in here, though.
Yeah, we do. And the running game didn't look like it was working very well. These have been one-on-one tackles. Candy just made a great open field one-on-one tackle. So it's like they have guys flying to the ball or anything, but they're really making their tackles. And it was refreshing to see T.J. Hawkinson break that tackle. It would be nice if we could get a couple of the Chargers to break tackles and burst through that line.
3:55 to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Mount Pleasant is our score. Quinn Storm takes the shotgun snap. It's a rollout. He's looking for Hawkinson. Who's open? T.J. Hawkinson, mark it up. 12th touchdown of the year. More importantly, the first one for the Chargers tonight. Quinn Storm to T.J. Hawkinson. Touchdown, Chargers.
A great play by Quinn Storm there. And T.J. Hawkinson was wide open. There was no doubt. He didn't need his height there, or speed. Well, he used the speed there. He didn't need his height for that one, though. So a great play, and then great response by the Chargers.
Boy, that did not take long at all. They marched almost 75 yards down the field with just really three, four plays.
Yep.
And the Chargers looking to tie now is the number three, Edward Hot Rodigan, back to tie this one up. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is on its way, it's up, and it's good. So Eddie Rodigan, who really struggled last week kicking extra points, has the first one through. And with 3:47 left to go in the first quarter, the score is now tied here in Mount Pleasant. It's Sheraton 7 and Mount Pleasant 7. You're listening to Thunder Country. All the scores in one location. You've got it right here.
CNC Cycle, make your farm chores easier with the new 4x4 ATV from CNC. The biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest, CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Also brought to you by Hardee's of Sheraton. Your Sheraton Hardee's has a meal for the hungry. Get a cheeseburger or a chicken sandwich with fries and a drink and a turnover for just $5.
Can't beat that.
Turnover. Hey, hopefully
we can get the turnover. You and I, we're ready.
We got it. We're clicking. And hopefully the Sheraton defense is going to be clicking on this next drive.
Well, as a defense, nothing probably fires you up more than when you can march down the field like that, tie the score. It's your second trip out there. Yeah, we made some mistakes the first drive. Let's get things shored up. Hopefully the momentum has switched over to the white team now, and we can get big stops here on this offensive possession for Mount Pleasant. So Edward Rodigan tees it up and back to receive number 21. That's Niazam Guamna. He's the special teams guru for Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
He kicks off returns. He's all over the field. And here's the run-up and the kick as the Chargers kick into that north end zone. That goes out of bounds, so that will be a penalty. And Mount Pleasant will start on the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's not all bad. Yeah, it's not like 35-yard line in high school. You usually get around 30 anyway, so it's not as big as a penalty if you would have done that in the higher ranks.
And the officials are going to get together here. I think there's a little confusion. No, they're
finding the ball.
They're trying to find the ball. Actually, that's not a 35-yard penalty, Andy. I was wrong on that. Or is it?
It looks like they're marking it. No, you don't know. Here we go. We have 35. Now, watch for, I want to see what set Mount Pleasant comes in. If they can get the receiver split out, and break apart these shares and linebackers, and they have room to run, it looks like.
That's what they're doing again here.
Yep.
Ness back in shotgun formation. He's got a running back to his right, one directly behind him, twins to the near side, and one slot receiver to the far side. Here's the turn and the give to Smith, who has a lot of room on that left side. Charlie Palmer, wow, what a hit.
Wow.
Charlie Palmer does a nice job as a defensive end, just kind of getting a hold of him. And then Chase Altenhoffen basically bear-hugged him to the ground. That was a hit.
Chase Altenhoffen smashed him. And hey, if you have those little speedy running backs, that's what you want to do. You want to hit them hard and hit them good and hope that they're not going to speed past you for the rest of the game.
So Mount Pleasant's able to use those two backs, those two speedy backs on their first drive for a touchdown, Smith and Canby, and they are legitimate running backs. The Chargers need to bear down and try to stop them here. On second and eight, the ball is spotted on the 37-yard line, and Hester's back to pass. He's a left-handed passer. He's getting flushed out, and now he's going to just gobble it up here, and he's going to take a sack. That's a Charger sack at the bottom of the pile, 57. That's Chase Altenhoffen again.
Chase Altenhoffen has been everywhere so far, and that's a big quarterback, so they needed four or five guys to bring him down, but Chase Altenhoffen definitely led that tackle, and great job so far. Don't want to jinx it by the Sharon defense.
Yeah, that's a good job by the defensive backs, because really Hess had nowhere to go with that. That's one of those coverage sacks. He had nowhere to throw. So a good job by the secondary of the Chargers. Big down here, Andy. Second, and it's actually third and eight from the 37 now. They're in a bunch formation here. Hess throwing shotgun, but trips to his left. And Hess back to pass. He's looking this way. Now he's firing this way. It's thrown behind Austin Smith, and the Chargers have held on third down, and Mount Pleasant will punt it away.
And Austin Smith might have been lucky. That was Derek Lang was coming at him pretty hard. He was going to get a big hit on him if he made the catch. But great job by the Sharon defense, only giving up 2 yards after that big drive from Mount Pleasant the first time. And now the punter's coming out. I wonder if that is that Nazi? Is that
No, it's their tight end, Benjamin Canby, the big 6'2", 210-pound tight end. He's going to kick it away to Derek Lang and Dylan Sanders, who stand at the 35-yard line. We'll see what happens. Here's the snap, and it's a high punt, end-over-end wobble kick. It's going to hit it about the 42 and take a Charger bounce. Now take a Mount Pleasant bounce. Really good field position, though, Andy, as the Chargers are going to start first and 10 at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, that was good. I don't think he got all of that punt. It went high in the air, and I was a little worried that it was going to land on one of the white jerseys there. And that's probably one of the most unlucky things that can happen in football is when the shanked punt hits a receiving team player. But
So first and 10 for the Chargers as they look to knock one in the end zone again here and get the lead. They are in a twins left, twins right formation. Quinn is in the shotgun with Sanders behind him. Here's the long count. Here's the quick give to Sanders, who's running on the right side. If he can get to the corner, he's got a lot of room, and he's going to be gobbled up if he could not get to the corner. And, Andy, if that's the case where I don't know if he could have just maybe taken what the defense gave him there, he probably had 3 to 4 yards of positive running, but tried to get to the outside and just couldn't get there.
Yeah, no, he tried to go for the big play, and I think he was trying to follow the block, but when he got they had four wide out there, so there's a couple of defensive backs there to stop him.
Mount Pleasant really flowing to the ball. I mean, their defense is fast. Their defense is quick, and they're getting guys to the ball. Dylan might have been able to do that last week and the week before he get to the outside, not tonight.
Yeah, well, you get the little effect of whenever you do whatever you want the game before, it's hard to get back into grinding it.
Here's the snap and the little screen pass down here to Derek Lang. And the same thing there. Derek Lang caught it. Probably could get 3 to 4 or 5 yards, but tried to juke and get to the outside. He's going to lose 2 or 3. The Chargers are trying to get outside here on Mount Pleasant.
I think, to your point earlier, you probably could juke the Saydale defenders out last week. And well, I used to having so many guys flow at him. So 3rd and 13 now, big down for the Chargers.
Big down for the Chargers. Where is number 38? He split out to the far side of the field. And Mount Pleasant actually one-on-one coverage on top. So I know where I'm looking if I'm Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation. He's looking that way. Here's the pass to T.J. Hawkinson, who has it. Wow, what a catch.
Wow.
And an even better throw by Quinn Storm. I'm just really impressed with Quinn Storm. He's putting the ball right on the money. That's not an easy catch for T.J. Hawkinson to make. Not an easy throw for Quinn Storm to make.
Now, there's a Mount Pleasant Panther down. I think that was the guy that was on Hawkinson, but as you said, Quinn Storm, 1 or 2 step drops, gets it. 3 or 4 step drops, gets it. He can roll, and so he's a, I'd say, underrated quarterback. You don't hear his name a lot when you're talking about the shared big players. But
Spencer White, the injured Mount Pleasant Panther, is coming off the field. That's good to see. Mm-hmm. What a great offensive play call there. Mount Pleasant had one-on-one coverage at the top of the field with T.J. Hawkinson, and the Chargers saw that. The Charger coaches saw that. Just a 2 or 3 step drop, little quick slant, and picked up 14 yards, just what they needed. And what a great play call by Kurt Smizer and the Charger offensive coaches there.
Yeah, I love it. And as I said, you kind of learn with the game. You know the Coach Smizer's been pounding up the middle for years and years as an assistant, and kudos to him for changing with the game.
You bet. And number 38 involved big time here in the first quarter. Just under a minute, 40 seconds to go. 7-7 is our score, and the Chargers are driving. Twins to his right and one receiver to his left. Quinstorm turns, gives to Dylan Sanders, who runs along the left side. Boy, he is chugging those feet, and he's got a first down and then some. He runs over two Mount Pleasant defenders out of bounds. And that's when you get to see Dylan Sanders at his best. When he turns his shoulders, Andy, and runs north and south, look out, because when he turns his shoulders, he puts his head down, and he punished two Mount Pleasant defenders there.
Yeah, he really did. I'm trying to figure out who that pulling offensive lineman was. He threw a couple of big blocks. I'm seeing 66, Jason Peterson? Because that'd be
Trevin Mance.
Trevin Mance, okay.
Nice job by Trevin. Here's first down again, and the give is to Sanders. Wow, what a hit. No one touched number 80. That's their big tight end, Dante Vandenberg. And Dante didn't even bother wrapping Dylan up. He just kind of shoulder-checked him, and Dylan flew back about 3 yards.
Yeah. He checked him pretty well. He read the play. He was all over that.
He nearly knocked him to Bonaparte.
Yeah, he nearly knocked him all the way to Bonaparte.
Just south here. What highway is Bonaparte on?
Right?
Just south of 218. And that's the end of the first quarter. Folks, we promise you a good one. We have a good one here. After one quarter of play, Mount Pleasant struck first. The Chargers have roared back. They're driving again. It's 7-7 is our score. We're going to go back to some sponsors here, as we want to thank all the people who make Charger football in Thunder Country possible.
Like Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sharon Chargers football on Thunder Country KIC, and Kent Farm Management. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of the Sheridan Chargers on KIIC Thunder Country.
So, Andy, one quarter in the books. What you expected, what we didn't expect, what stands out to you in the first quarter here so far?
You know, I did not think that Mount Pleasant was going to be able to run the ball as well as they have. I think that definitely that was a surprising thing, seeing those running backs. I didn't know they were that fast. And seeing them run all over. And I said that they upset Keuka classes. They still only scored 18 points, so they haven't scored a lot on the year, but they have a lot of quick athletes, and Sheridan is going to have to adjust to that.
Yeah, and for Sheridan, the question is, can they get their ground game going? If they're only a one-dimensional team, which their one dimension, by the way, is pretty good if it's just DJ Hawkins so far. But if Mount Pleasant's able to take that away, do the Chargers have enough offensive weapons to outlast the Panthers here? That's going to be the question moving forward. I know Kurt Smizer would like to get the running game going here. Sanders with a couple of good runs on this drive. And now the Chargers with second and 14 at the 35. And Quinstorm looking that way, looking to Hawkinson. This one's going to actually go to Aaron Kane, the slot receiver.
Okay, Aaron Kane almost had it. He got it a little bit and felt the pressure and just slipped out of his hands.
But that's going to be important. They know where 38 is, and they know they've got to stop 38. It's going to be important for the other Chargers to step up here, and somebody's going to have to make a play, because TJ may not be open every play.
Yeah, they need a receiver to make some of those catches, get a couple of big plays that way. Don't let them double-team, don't let them shadow or anything like that.
So big down here, third and 14 from the 35. They've got Twins to the far side. One receiver is Charlie Palmer to the near side, and Dylan Sanders the lone running back. He's going to pump short. Now he's going to go deep to Derek Lang. He's got it for a first down, and Derek's going to be rustled out of bounds at the 20. Nice play.
Yeah, great play, Storm. Great play, Quinstorm. We're at the defensive back, or actually the linebacker, Patrick Canby, who was guarding Derek there. He had his head turned, didn't see the ball, and easy catch for Derek. Great, another great throw by Quinn.
Yeah, Quinn pumped TJ, who was on the slant, which you got it. I mean, defenders have to go for that after what they've seen. And that's what we're talking about. A lot of receivers are going to be open. They've just got to make plays. That was a great pitch and catch by Quinn Storm and Derek Lang. So first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Derek Lang goes in motion to the far side of the field. The fake jet sweep give to Dylan Sanders right up the middle. Not much there. And maybe a yard on that play.
Yeah, maybe. And again, Mount Pleasant didn't bring any pressure. They just had the four defensive linemen. They stayed at home and they stopped the run. It's pretty much that simple. We need to break some tackles and create some holes.
But you talk about four of the very biggest defensive linemen. Yeah. You've got both tight ends there at nearly 250 pounds and nearly 220 pounds. And those are your defensive ends, by the way. And then you've got two big boys in the middle. So second and 9 here. Quinstorm turns, rolls out to his right. He's looking that way. He's throwing that way. T.J. Hockenson, what a catch. Are you kidding me? One-handed catch brings it in. Not many people in high school can do that. Every week, I just cannot believe what I'm... I mean, one catch from another. T.J. just pretty much reached his paw out there and caught the cone of the ball and brought it back to his body. The first game of the season, Andy, at Centerville, he went up for a catch, tipped it in the air, fell on his back as he was coming down and caught it. And I didn't think it could get much better than that. But every week, T.J. Hockenson just ceases to amaze me. So, extremely impressive. So, third and short now, just underway here in the second quarter, 11:09 to go. Second and 3 now, big down here, but you got to believe the Chargers in four-down territory. They give it to Cody Stevenson, the fullback, who has the first down all the way down to the 8-yard line. Nice change of pace by the Chargers, who turn and give to Stevenson, the senior fullback, and he pinballs his way down to the 8-yard line.
I like that. Give it to a different guy, and Stevenson did a great job. More of a power guy ran through. Didn't run through him quite because they made the tackle, but I'd say Stevenson definitely initiated the contact on that.
So the Chargers marching here as they head into the south end zone here at Maple Leaf Athletic Complex in Evans Field in Mount Pleasant. The beautiful Mount Pleasant skyline just directly in front of us here, and the Charger faithful on their feet across the field. Here's the turn and the give to Dylan Sanders on the read option. Dylan Sanders behind that offensive line, just a nice job of pushing forward, keeping those legs moving, and Dylan Sanders all the way down to the 3-yard line.
That's what you like to see. The offensive line blocked well. They powered. Dylan Sanders didn't even try and go around the offensive line. Just powered through. That's what you want. That's what's going to wear them down. That's what they're going to feel in the fourth quarter.
And they're following that big right side of the Charger offense. The big beef on the right side. That's Trevin Nance and Chase Altenhoff, and two of the horses on that Charger offensive line there. Those are pretty good run. Those are pretty good linemen to run behind. So let's punch one in here, Chargers. Second and 3 on the 3 in shotgun formation. The turn and the give to Sanders, who tries the left side. He's going to squirt forward, maybe get 1 or 2. He's down to the 1.
Yeah, he's right there, Matt. That's all right. Let's see if we can power it in. And, you know, I'm gonna make a prediction or a call here. I'd spread him out a little bit. You've got Hockenson that they'll be watching. You spread him out a little bit, then you can run up the middle. You can get a yard. It's not that bad. It's a touchdown. So
we'll see. The thing you don't want to do here is get too fancy. Take a sack. Or a turnover here would be costly. We'll see. The Chargers are in one receiver to the right, one receiver to the left. Sanders and Stevenson are the tailbacks. And Quinstorm is in the shotgun. The turn to give to Stevenson. Up the middle. I think he's over. No indication yet. They're saying he's down. Boy, I thought for sure he was over.
Yeah, I would have. This is the NFL. I would have thrown the red flag on that one. I think we probably had a better angle than the officials because we were at a higher level. But I think he just got over and he got pushed back a little bit. But he's there at the one half of the centimeter line. So.
All right, here we go. This is the biggest play of the game so far. 9:05 to go here in the second quarter. And the Chargers on fourth and goal from the 1-inch line. Don't get cute here. Quinn Storm's going to be under center. I'm almost positive. And I'm guessing this is a QB sneak all the way. Here's the snap. And Quinn Storm's in for the touchdown. Charger touchdown. Quinn Storm, 1 yard out. Nothing fancy, but
nothing fancy. Hey, that's a good call. QB sneak all the way. Got the extra defenders out of there. That's the spread offense. And Quinn could have probably got 3 or 4 yards on that sneak. So, of course, you only need one, not even one.
And I don't know if that was a read, but Mount Pleasant didn't have anyone lined up across the center there. I don't know why they didn't. I would think that's QB sneak all the way. But.
Yeah, they're confused. And I think, you know, I think someone was running to cover some receiver way on the end there. So,
Edward Rodigan on. That's a high snap, and it's going to be a fire as Aaron Kane's looking for a receiver in the end zone. T.J. Hockenson out of his reach. Wow. Well, I don't think that was designed, Andy, but a snap and a nice job just by Sheraton of understanding what to do. That's a lot of coaching there that you can see. Aaron Kane knew the rollout. He yelled fire, which tells his receivers to release. T.J. Hockenson was wide open in the end zone, but that's one he couldn't get.
Yeah, a little overthrown, but that was a smart play by Aaron Kane. I mean, he made a decent throw on it. Maybe if TJ would try to stay on his feet, of course. Who am I to tell him how to catch the football?
I think he may have needed a trampoline for that one.
Maybe a trampoline. It was pretty high even for him. So.
Yeah, but we still thought he could get it.
I expected 100%.
We expect the impossible out of TJ Hockenson. But nevertheless, the Chargers, after falling behind 7-0, have now stormed back and are ahead 13-7. Boy, you just hope that extra point doesn't come back and hurt them somewhere. Hopefully the Chargers can get a few more scores and a few more stops.
That's right. Well, this is a big, big part of the game here. 8:52 left before halftime. another touchdown for the Chargers would be great, but I think they'd be perfectly happy with going in 13-7.
8:52 to go, and Eddie Rodgen kicks off to number 21, Guamna. And this is going to be fielded by an up man at the 35-yard line. One of those offensive, I think the tight end, number 60, is just going to fall on that. It's Dalton Schull, who just falls on it at the 35. So Mount Pleasant will start with pretty decent field position at the 35.
Yep, and another more good field position for Mount Pleasant. Both teams have had great field positions. Probably the average field position has probably been at the 35 or 40, so we'll see if Sheridan can stop the run.
So let's see what Mount Pleasant does. Sheridan coming in with a, actually Mount Pleasant in a very bunched formation here. Double tight, looks like, in the turn, and the give to Smith, the smaller back. And Smith has lots of room on that left side, up close to the near, near the first down marker. Again, not anything outside of the tackles. They're just running right off tackle and just really pushing us back there.
Yeah, they were Derek Lang made the tackle, and now the linebackers and defensive backs that make it by far the majority of the tackles for the Chargers. That's not a good sign.
So they do give them a first down, and Chargers need to toughen up here and get a stop. 8:39 to go in the second half. Sheraton 13, Mount Pleasant 7. And Hess is back in the shotgun with twins right, twins left, the turn, and the give to Austin, who's going to be gobbled up in the backfield by Kretzinger. Kretzinger has him in the backfield with Nick Ryan, and I think he actually ran into his fullback or his center there, Andy.
I think he ran into his fullback and then Kretzinger and a couple other Charger defenders had him, like three guys had him raffled down, so.
Rassled.
That's not
rassled. That's Bonaparte talking. They
Bonaparte rubbing off on me.
So big stop on first down, pushes Mount Pleasant back. They're going to call it second and 11 now. Ball is spotted on the Mount Pleasant 44-yard line. Hess is in the shotgun, one receiver to his right, one to his left, and Camby back in the backfield. Here's a screen, and that's a setup to Smith all the way. Smith catches up 50, 45, 40, still at 35, 40, and Smith finally down at the 25-yard line. Nice play by Mount Pleasant. Nice play call by the Mount Pleasant coaches.
Great play call. I was about to say, what are they doing bunch stuff? They need to spread it around, and that's what they're doing bunch stuff. It's not really a trick play, but screens in high school, they work if they're executed properly, and that was a really good one.
And the Chargers actually had defenders out in the open, just were not able to come up and make the tackle. Aaron Kane kind of out on an island there with had some big offensive linemen in his way. But we had it there, we just did not make the play. So big play for Mount Pleasant, extends the drive. First and 10, ball at the Charger 25. That's in the shotgun formation, twins to his right. And the turn and the gift to number 21, new running back, a little more speed, and another first down run.
Yeah,
that's the kicker and the kick returner. That's Guamna.
Guamna. Malcolm Guamna.
Excuse me.
Yeah, like, everyone's quick on the team apparently, but that was more good blocking. I mean, he didn't get touched until we were not missing tackles. We're just not getting to him so far. So
and Guamna comes off the field, and Smith comes back on. Boy, Guamna shows the gear there that they have. I mean, that kid can move.
Yeah, he can.
So first and 10, the Panthers are driving. Ball spotted on about the 11-yard line. S is in the shotgun formation, a bunch of twins to his left, and Smith is the lone running back. They're turning the give to Smith, who's going to run on the right side. He's going to dance back to the right side, and Tim Good's going to finally bring him down, but not before another 5-yard gain.
Ran right through again, fell forward inside the five, and Sheridan's going to need to bunch up their defense, I think, no matter what Mount Pleasant does, because you can't just let them run these 4 or 5 yards. Well, usually somewhere between 5 and 10 yard runs all game. This is strikingly similar to that first drive from Mount Pleasant where they scored.
So second and 3 ball is on the 5 yard line. They can still get a first down before getting the touchdown. And man comes in motion to the left side, and now Mount Pleasant, I believe, is going to take a timeout here. So with 6:29 left to go in this first half of play, Mount Pleasant takes a timeout. They're driving into Sheridan territory, and the score is the Chargers 13 and the Chargers at 7. We want to thank Sheraton Napa. At your Sheraton Napa right now, oil filters, they're 60% off. Get all of your machinery and your trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheraton Napa with the Napa know-how.
And by Lucas County Health Center, with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
So a big offensive series for the Panthers, and an even bigger defensive series, I think, for the Chargers here. We've just kind of gone back and forth here, not really establishing neither defense really establishing itself yet. Now, both offensive teams look pretty good. You know, what would be nice right here, Andy, is we would like a turnover right here.
Turnover right here, a mishandled snap, or maybe they try and get too fancy going in the air, we can get an interception.
So second and three, ball on the five, and Hess is in the shotgun formation. Smith is the running back to his right behind him. He's got a receiver to the top side and then the receiver to the near side. Here's the long snap count to give to Smith, who has lots of room, and Smith's going to lock in the end zone.
Untouched.
Just lots of holes right in the middle of our line. And Smith in for the touchdown. That ties the game at 13 with the extra point ensuing.
And I'll tell you what, Mount Pleasant, the last few years of struggles, and nothing turns your football team around like big offensive linemen and quick running backs.
Yeah, before last week's win at Keokuk, Mount Pleasant had lost 15 games in a row. So they're on the way back to trying to build a program here that's been very prolific in the 1990s and 2000s. Here's the extra point to go ahead. And Bromley's kick is up, and it's good. So 6:24 left to go. Mount Pleasant strikes right back. They add the extra point, and the Panthers now lead the Chargers. The war on 34, 14-13.
This game in part brought to you by Summers Insurance, sponsoring touchdowns. Summers Insurance on Westport is proud to support the Sheridan Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdowns. Just an FYI, all touchdowns are to be announced as a Summers Insurance touchdown.
Sorry, Jason Summers.
I'm sure that was fun, but not a note for you and I.
That's right. Well, so far, it's kind of a track meet. It's whose offense is going to blink first, Andy. Neither defense has really made stops like they needed to.
Now,
at opportune times, and right now it's which offense is going to be more potent. And right now it's pretty even. Both offenses look very good.
Yeah,
both defenses have a lot of work to do, and I can guarantee you both coaches are going to be talking about that at halftime.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of time before halftime, though.
Yeah, I think that Sheridan's got 6:24. There's plenty of time. We need a long, sustained drive or a quick one. We need to get back on the board.
Here's the run-up and the kick by Guamna. And this is a good kick. Guamna's boot is into the end zone. Wow, what a kick by Guamna.
Killed that thing. That bounced just on the back line of the end zone. So he's got a leg.
So 6:24 left to go in the first half. 14-13 is our score here in Mount Pleasant. Chargers receive the opening kick, so in the second half, Mount Pleasant will get it. So you can guarantee that the Chargers would like to eat up about 6 minutes on the clock and march 80 yards and score right before halftime. That would be great. Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation. Sanders behind him. He's got Cody Smith to the near side. Not T.J. Hockenson. That's Charlie Palmer and Derek Mike. They give it to Sanders, who tries that left side, and he's going to squirt forward for two or three. Still trying to establish a good running game, which we just haven't been able to do thus far, Andy.
No, most of those runs have been like that. They've gotten to the first line of defenders, and then they've been eaten up. So, 3 yards, that was actually pretty good for an opening run in this game so far for Sheridan.
Aaron Kane runs the play in as the slot receiver. Quinn Storm huddles his team, gives the formation, the clap, and they're up to the line quickly here. It's 5:52 left to go before halftime. 14-13 our score at Evans Field in Mount Pleasant. Shotgun formation, one receiver right, one receiver left. Turn and the give. No, it's going to be an option read. Lots of running room for Quinn, who pitches to Sanders, who fumbles it. Still on the ground. I don't know who's got it. I think Sanders came back on it.
Oh, man, that play had such potential. That was a two-on-one on the outside. The defender did a great job of not committing either way. Quinn's flip was just a little bit behind Sanders. Good job to cover it up, but that could have been a big one.
That could have been really bad for the Chargers, who actually pick up about 7 yards on it. It'll be third and very short, less than a yard. But you're right. The pitch behind him just about a yard, and a nice job by Sanders just to scramble back, because that nearly could have been picked up and ran in for a touchdown. Chargers are going to take a timeout. 5:07 left. This is a big play for the Charger offense here. They want to extend the drive, extend the half, try to punch one in before halftime, and Andy, what do we have for sponsors now?
We've got Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. So Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. And Hanson's Iowa Realty, when you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheridan is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Auto Realty is a proud sponsor of the area athletics.
I want to thank Andy for coming up tonight. It's just a huge help to come up and broadcast. It's always good to see Andy. Andy, one of my favorite kids of all time in school and coaching. Andy, why don't you just tell us, 2009 graduate of Sheridan High School.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just tell people listening at home, what have you been up to since 2009? Where have you been? Where are you at?
Well, I have been. I was in Quincy, Illinois, working for their TV station. Is the coolest job in the world if you could do it full-time, which you can't, which is a cameraman at high school sports. And now I'm with KOKX Radio. Don't tell them I'm here. In Keokuk, Iowa.
So we'll get this playoff third and less than a one. The big play for the Chargers, who have Dylan Sanders on the right side. He's got first down yardage. Gets pinballed out of bounds or knocked out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So that'll extend the drive.
And I was going to say, I'm your guy in Eastern Iowa. For games like these, it's not too far of a run over here. And so, working in Keokuk, I get my fair share of District 5 action. That's Mount Pleasant, right? District 5.
That's right.
And they are in a tough district as well. They've got a couple of down teams like Fort Madison and Keokuk, but then they've got a couple of powers. Clear Creek Amana is in their district, and the big one, Davenport Assumption. And Davenport Assumption getting dropped to 3A. They're going to win a lot of games by a lot of points. But
and Mount Pleasant actually travels to Davenport Assumption next week for their homecoming. So, and actually, Dylan Sanders on that run, we didn't see it. A penalty, a holding penalty, will knock that all the way back to the 20. So that is a killer. Third and 10 now from the 20. Clock is running at 4:55, but what looked like a first down now is the Chargers going uphill here. Here's the turn. Here's the fake roll out by Quinn. And Quinn with all sorts of room in front of him, he's going to try to tuck and run. Quinn's going to try to get by one defender. He can. He gets pushed out of bounds, probably 3 or 4 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, I like the idea because I think he had some space. He was looking at T.J. Hawkins. He was trying to let T.J. get his defensive back a little further down, and that almost worked out. I still like the play. It's not a big risk play. Now they can punt it away.
And the Chargers deep in their own territory. We hope that they'll punt this away. A couple weeks ago, Andy, they had a fake punt. Boy, you'd hate to do that and have a fail here. We really just need to get the ball out and then have a good defensive stand before halftime here. 4:42, Charlie Palmer stands at his 10, and Guamna is back to receive this. Actually, no, not Guamna. It's number 2. That's Spencer White, who fields it near the 50, still on his feet. He's going to be in the Charger territory down to about the 48-yard line. And with a little over 4.5 minutes left to go before halftime, that's pretty good field position for the Panthers.
And another star with great field position, and that was a risky catch. They had a defender, Carrington, shooter going right at him, and I was hoping he'd muff the punt a little bit, but great job. He actually got, 5-6 yards out of that after he scoops it up. So, again, Mount Pleasant athletes doing a really good job this week.
So Hess back in the shotgun, Flint to his left, one receiver to his right, two running backs directly behind Hess. Big stand for the Charger defense, and Hess is rolling out to his left. He's throwing that way. He's got his tight end, his big tight end, Camby, who plays the tackle, still on the feet, 25-20, all the way into the end zone. Camby's going to take this one to the house.
Wow. What a great
touchdown. Now, Pleasant, but there is a penalty flag on the far side of the field. We certainly hope that this one will come back. It, from the way the Mount Pleasant coaches are reacting, I believe this one might come back.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. And we dodge a bullet there.
Is that a procedure call? Procedure call on Mount Pleasant. So, it's an illegal play, right?
Benjamin Camby, we talked about him. He's 6'5", 243. I saw him down on the field before the game. It's legitimate 6'5", 243. And that just showed you his power and size. Mm-hmm. Quinn Storm came up and wrapped him up. But Quinn was way too high on him.
Yeah.
You've got to take the big boys down at the legs.
Yeah, I think another thing Quinn was trying to strip at that. He had him stop, and he decided it was time to go for the ball. And I think the tight end there was juggling it a little bit, but once he got control, he shook Quinn and outran a couple of the faster sharing defenders. So, yeah, he had some wheels.
He did. That's a very impressive. We have a good tight end on our side. Boy, Camby looks pretty good there. So, wow, the Chargers dodge a bullet. First and 15 now, all the way back on their own 47-yard line. The Chargers really need to stop here. 4:22, and we would love to go into halftime trailing by one or even getting a turnover here and punching one in before halftime. Hess back in the shotgun formation. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side. A long snap count, and the snap low, and given to Austin Smith, who's gobbled up in the backfield, and a host of Chargers are going to take him down.
God, there's a flag on the play. I don't know what the flag could be. I hope it's not Leigh Hicks.
Hicks of the Chargers. Oh, my goodness. I didn't see it.
Bradley Tucker was the first guy there. He might have got a little face mask. The man who tackled him definitely didn't have face mask. I mean, he was right around the body, and it was a clean tackle. So
the good thing, only the five-yard variety. It wasn't the flagrant face mask, so that's good. So still brings the ball just over the 50-yard line into Charger territory. The clock continues to run, but now the automatic first down puts the ball back to about the original line of scrimmage, first and 10 from the 49.
And that's tough. That's tough, especially when the defense has been struggling. It's tough to... we got bailed out, and then they got bailed out. Not as big as us, so.
Best back in the shotgun. One receiver to his right, one to his left, and Smith is the lone running back. The turn and the give to Smith, who tries left side. Lots of room in front of him, but a nice tackle. A nice tackle by T.J. Hawkinson, who comes up and just grabs his shoelaces there.
Yeah. Great trip up by Hawkinson. That could have been another big play.
Yeah, lots of room for Mount Pleasant running the ball between the tackles right now.
I'd like to almost see. Those ends are coming off pretty well for Sheraton, but they're running it right at the middle. You know, it doesn't matter how fast the ends get in there. There's no running back to tackle when you get there. So maybe they need to stay home a couple plays.
Second and six ball is spotted on the 45, Hess. And Camby goes in motion to the near side. He's got three receivers to the near side. Here's the turn, the fake. He's going to roll out to his left. He's being flushed. That pass intended for Camby, who's open, but thrown a little too low, thank goodness.
Sheraton defense did a good job getting pressure, and number 88, Charlie Palmer, was up in the quarterback's face, and I'm not sure if he got a finger on that or whatever he did. He affected the throw because not on point for Mount Pleasant. So, a little break for the Chargers, 3rd and 6.
So, big down here, 3rd and 6. We got plenty of time, 3 minutes to go before halftime. Chargers really have not been able to stop the running game of Mount Pleasant, which you know it will be a topic of a conversation in that locker room here at the Maple Leaf Athletic Complex in about 3 minutes' time. But in the meantime, the Chargers want to get a stop and get the ball back. Big down for Mount Pleasant. 3rd down and 6. Hess in the shotgun. Twins right, twins left. Chargers shifting, and that ball's on the ground as the snap, but he's going to throw deep. Nobody there for Mount Pleasant, and Hess just kind of threw that one up.
The receiver spins to the right and looking back at the quarterback. I don't think he realizes that he juggled the ball. He just threw one up there. So he kind of cut off the route there, and then that one sailed. That was good for Mount Pleasant. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, boy, that would have been nice to be able to scoop up a fumble there and take over right at midfield. But Mount Pleasant coming out in the punt formation with 2:57 and back to receive just one back for the Chargers. This time is Derek Lang. And Guamna back to kick. Boy, he's shown he's got a leg.
Yeah.
Actually, he's not punting, I don't think. Is that him, Andy?
I'm not sure if it's him.
No, it's not. It's Camby. Sorry. That's a high wobbler. It's not going to go very far. And bounces and takes a Sheraton bounce back to the 25. So with 2:49 left, it's plenty of time for this high-powered Charger offense. Punch one in and head into the halftime locker room up on Mount Pleasant. That'd be nice.
Got a sponsor in here, Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team, Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Plain and simple.
So the Chargers hoping to get the job done here on this drive right before halftime. Quinn Storm huddles his troops, and he's got twins to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Here's a little flip screen. They're going to throw a slant to G.J. Hawkinson. Boy, that one goes through his hands, nearly intercepted, and they're going to get pass interference here. I didn't see it, Andy.
I disagree with this call. Not pass interference. It was good coverage by Spencer White, I believe, number 2.
Yeah, that's one T.J. Hawkinson usually has, and that's just that little plant that they had so much luck with early in the game, and this is going to be a pass interference. So a break for the Chargers there on first down.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there was a fake flip screen. I don't think Sheraton had any intention of throwing the flip screen because nobody stayed with the guy stepping back. They all went with Hawkinson, and they did a pretty good job, but got to protect the stars and give them their penalties, you know. It's like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. Got to call those fouls sometimes.
So first down at the 40-yard line here, 2:44, lots of time. Quinn Storm turns. The give is to Dylan Sanders, who's going to try to move up the middle. Again, not much there for Dylan. One or two maybe on first down. And no panic in the Charger offense here. Still lots of time, especially when you have that deep ball threat to Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mind. Let the time run. We've got timeouts. I don't mind Pleasant playing. I think Sheraton's got 2 timeouts left.
Yep.
So no two-minute warning. That would be nice, but I think there's plenty of time to run the offense.
And the Chargers have mixed it up. They've kept it honest. They've kept it on the ground and the air. That's what you have to do. Here we go. Quinn Storm in the shotgun. Dylan Sanders behind him. He's going to roll out. And still rolling out, looking across the field. He's got Hawkinson. Hawkinson's got it at the 50. He's going to be near the first down. Looks like the official on the near side is going to give him the first down yardage.
Wow. Quinn Storm fit that pass in. That was a great throw. I threw it over three or four Mount Pleasant defenders that were out in coverage. I'm not sure if that's going to be a first down out there. Just going
to
move it.
They're going to move it. No measurement there, which I was kind of hoping for the measurement because it gives you a little more time to think about what you want to call on offense. But, boy, they didn't even bat an eye. They just moved up the chain and down, and we'll take it.
You must have this great eyesight, that referee.
Well, it depends. If it's a call for us, it's a great eyesight.
Yeah, great eyesight.
Against us, we're questioning.
Yeah.
So first and 10, right at midfield. Clock is running, 1:45 to go before halftime. Quinn Storm in the shotgun, trips to his left. He's looking that way. He's going to pump short. He's going to go long. He's got a man wide open as Aaron Kane. He was hit as he threw it, and he underthrew it, and Aaron Kane was so wide open.
Oh, what a great play call. Aaron Kane benefited from the other receivers running out. Aaron Kane ran a fly, and nobody was with him. And Quinn almost got it, but credit to the Mount Pleasant defensive line, they got to him, man. That would have been a touchdown.
And Coach Tracy Hall is urging his linemen, boy, if you could have just given him a half step more of protection there, that's a touchdown for the Chargers if Aaron Kane can haul that one in. So a big stop on first down and second and 10 right in midfield. Trips to the left side. He's looking that way, throwing that way. It's Derek Lang who has it. Up near the first down, he's corralled nearly a face mask or a horse collar tackle, I thought, Andy, but no call.
Yeah, I was Spencer White on the tackle for Mount Pleasant. I agree. He had his hands a little high there. I love that call. A little quick out to Derek Lang. Get some yards, and that sets up a longer pass play.
Exactly.
But it seemed to be opening up for Sheraton anyway.
Chargers are keeping the Panthers honest here. Mixing it up here, and we've got to have some other receivers and running backs step up here as Hawkinson can't carry the entire load. Second and one now, ball on the 46. The Chargers go quickly. Sanders right up the middle. He has first down yardage, so that will stop the clock as the chains move. And it'll give Coach Meiser and Coach Lee Sandy some time to talk about this. And the good news is, Andy, we're going to have a couple shots at the end zone at least if we can.
They're going to call a timeout just to think about it. That's all right, reset. I expect Sheraton to spread out a little bit here at the last minute. And as you said, take a couple shots at the end zone. You got the right, you got to do it with. So.
And you never know. Eddie Radigan actually has a pretty good leg on him. If you can get down to, 20-yard line, 15-yard line, you got to think about maybe punching it in and taking the lead into halftime.
Yeah, I like that. So you could get the points and big field goal, pressure field goal. As I said, it's a learning experience. It's probably good for him to get out there and get a pressure field goal in a non-district game.
Exactly.
And we bring you a sponsor here, Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for business account rep directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal as KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today. 641-888-0134.
Speaking of wind, the wind out of the south has picked up just a little bit as we look at the American flag in the end zone here, and it's into the face of the Chargers here as they march south into that end zone. Quinn Storm back to pass. He's looking left. He's looking right. He's throwing right to Derek Lang. Derek Lang with an unbelievable catch. Lang all the way down to the 11-yard line over his shoulder. Derek Lang just fingertipped that one in.
Yeah, that was a circus catch for sure, and the referee was right on it. Great coverage by number 9 from Mount Pleasant, Austin Smith, and Derek Lang just made an amazing catch. The mark for great quarterbacks is to trust your receivers. He threw it out up for there for Derek, and he was rewarded.
Clock running under a minute, 54 seconds to go. Trips to his left is Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation. Sanders behind him. He's looking that way. He's got quick feet. He's throwing that way. It's to Hawkinson in the end zone, and it's nearly out of his reach. It's just out of his reach, rather. And not a bad play call. He was open, Andy. A little better ball there, and that's a touchdown.
Yep, he needed to leave it a little bit more for him. But I would say he threw it where only TJ could catch it, and it couldn't get picked off. Just expected TJ to get a little, of course, with a guy like TJ, again, as we say, you just throw it up and you expect it. So,
43.5, the clock is stopped. And the Chargers nearing the goal line as they get into the red zone here. They're at the 12. Quinn Storm still had a bunch of trips to the far side. Here's the pitch sweep. And Sanders does a nice job. He's to the 5. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers.
Flag's on the field.
A late flag is on the field. And, oh, my God,
very late. What could it be?
Block in the back by the Chargers.
Man, that's tough. That was a great play. A little pitch to Dylan Sanders.
A pitch sweep to Sanders, who found the end zone. Nice cut by Sanders. The thing that kills us on that one, Andy, Sanders was already by whoever made that block in the back.
Whoever it was,
a late
to make it.
Flag. And I don't know, I'm going to go off on a ref here a little bit. The play is already by. It's that whole question of, do you throw it if it's a hold, if it's already out of the, you know, that player is out of the play.
Yeah, one of the things where those kind of blocks happen all the time and aren't called, and that one was a big one. Man,
that hurts. Back to the 21-yard line, just under 30 seconds to go, and the Chargers have to move quickly now. Quinstorm in the shotgun formation trips to his far side. He pumps short, goes long, looking for Aaron Kane, bounces off his shoulder pad, incomplete. Nice job of coverage on Mount Pleasant, number 34, Anthony Cristoforo.
That was a great coverage, as you said, by Anthony Cristoforo. But a great throw by Quinn Storm again. He's the pump fake to get his guy open. And Aaron Kane, if he would have hauled that in, I think that would have been a touchdown. It was right on the pylon.
So 19 seconds to go in the first half. And, boy, feels like the end of the game to me. It's like there's a lot of pressure here. The Chargers want to score here. Boy, that penalty really hurts now if the Chargers don't get anything out of it. They've got Quinn to the near side. One receiver to the far side is Charlie Palmer. And Quinn Storm is in the shotgun with Sanders behind him. He's looking to the near side. The throw is caught by Hawkinson at the 10. He's down to the 4 and the 3. He reaches for the goal line. He's going to be close to the first down yard. And Sheraton calls a timeout.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that. What a great catch. And he had four guys, and he was looking to the end zone. He was probably at the 10-yard line when he got it. Had four guys over him, and he was able to power through a couple. And now the Sheraton threw a couple of jump balls to him because they don't have any timeouts left. I wouldn't run it.
Yeah, you can't run the – I mean, you're at the 3-yard line. This is where you make your money as a coach, I suppose. You throw – you try to take a chance and run it, you're not going to get another playoff if you run it and you don't get in.
That's right. I'd say throw the – but, you know, one thing I've always wondered here because it's first down, why not try a fake field goal? Was it a fourth and one?
Yeah, it's
fine. Oh, I didn't realize they didn't get the first down.
That changes it a little bit.
That really changes it.
If you throw it here and you don't get it completed, obviously you're done.
Well, you know what? I think that brings...
But if you run it here...
That brings the run almost back into it. You got to stop.
The clock will stop.
Mm-hmm.
But can you get reset and spike it fast enough?
Yeah, I know. Or you never know, some coaches run it, get the first down, and maybe you call two plays. They can catch the defense off guard, but...
And, you know, Sheraton called that timeout. This is another sign that I think the Chargers are well prepared. They are already out. They've talked about this, and it looks like they have a couple of plays in mind. They were quick to get out of that timeout. Like, they knew exactly what they wanted here.
You know, I think they're going to trust Quinn. Trust Quinn to make a decision, run it a run-pass option for Quinn, and hopefully the offensive line can hold his block no matter what play that we're called here.
Look for Quinn to roll out here. This is the play of the game so far, and we're only near halftime. Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation, and he's going to roll out. He's rolling to his left. He's looking that way. He's going to be fouled off. Sacked is Quinn Storm. They tried to roll him out.
I would have liked to see him throw it up at that point. He saw that there was guys coming, and I thought about it. I said, trust him, and he knows he can run, and he tried to scramble there, but Mount Pleasant defense came up big.
Boy, that drive had so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
And the penalty on the Dylan Sanders run in the touchdown, that one hurt. So Mount Pleasant bends, but they don't break here near the goal line. And with 5.9 seconds to go, Mount Pleasant's going to take over right before halftime. They're going to go into halftime. It appears that they'll go into halftime
and maybe
lead.
You never know. They might run one of those run plays and see if they can break one loose with those quick running backs.
That's under center. It looks like he's just going to take a knee possibly here. And he does. And so that will be the first half in the book. It's been a good one. The Chargers have had opportunities that they have not cashed in on. And Mount Pleasant fighting hard for their lives to get back to 2-2. The Chargers looking to go to 4-0 for the first time in 10 years. They trail here at
Evans Field at the Maple Leaf Complex, 14-13. Andy and I are going to take a quick break.